Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So that little Van Halen bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB and purveyor of the outstanding gold standard index of small business optimism. We've been talking about that now for He's been sharing the report with us now for over 16 years. Bill, thanks again for being here. Let's get into some of the details. You told us that the index overall went down a couple of tenths of a point, a couple of tenths, and we talked a little bit about the job market. It basically was down again, right?
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, there was no strength in job creation, so they tell us how many people they hired and fired, and we net that out, and that came out to about a zero number. It was pretty low. And the number of firms reporting that they hired was slightly smaller than the number that said they reduced employment. So that was not a real strong picture, to say the least.
Right. Well,
the job openings number, though, went way up. That is, they're looking for workers.
That's
it hit 30%, and that's the highest number for this recovery period.
I quote you on this all the time when I'm talking to people. When people are asking me about the small business sector and how are they doing, I quote your numbers. I've been doing this now for years. It seems like, Bill, that we've got millions of small businesses out there who want to hire and they can't find qualified people. And when
right.
you say qualified, you don't necessarily mean that they don't know how to run this particular computer program, right?
That's right. We asked about that a while ago. Why are people not qualified for the job openings you have? And, of course, we found out that about a quarter of the people said it was typical that they didn't have the right experience, like the right skill set to run the computer program. But what was astounding was that it was almost as frequent a problem was appearance, attitude, wage expectations, social skills, all kinds of things.
How about blood tests? Were they giving them blood tests?
Not quite so bad. The drug problem was only about half as big as social skills or appearance. Or
how about driver's license?
Get the nose ring out.
Yeah. did they talk about driver's license?
No, we didn't get that specific.
Because I mean, I know people who need installers, for example.
Right.
And the guy shows up, but he's a burly guy. He's got some experience, but he can't drive the truck.
Yeah, that can happen. That can happen.
And that's another. And see, that's an unavailable worker that's probably not even showing up on your index.
Well, that could be.
There's another level of that.
Yeah, the government agrees with this. The JOLTS report says the job openings are at a high for this recovery. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there looking for workers, and it's particularly strong in construction and manufacturing. That's where the numbers are really high.
Do you think these people show up like that thinking this company should conform to how I look, even though I don't look like anybody else in the business, or how I act, even though I don't act like anybody else in the business? Or do you think they're showing up thinking, okay, what do I have to do to not get a job?
Well, I think in that case, and you know, I think there's a lot of that. Remember, you have to be looking for a job in order to qualify to get a lot of the various welfare benefits out
right.
there. So you have to go through the motions, even though you make yourself undesirable.
I don't have any piercings or tattoos, and I'm going to be honest and say I don't care for them. I don't like seeing it on other people, but I don't reject people because of that. Except, and I don't know if I've ever told you the story or not. A year or so ago, my wife and I were traveling, and we walked in this sandwich shop, this locally owned sandwich shop. And everybody on the line making sandwiches had you couldn't have put one more tattoo on their body. And they each had, I don't know how many piercings coming out of their head.
Yeah.
I told the manager, I said, you know what, dude? That's just not what I want to see when I'm imagining how good your sandwiches are going to be.
Right.
And I left. I walked out.
Yeah, well, most owners would already figure that out and would not be hiring people like that to put on the sandwich line. And
yeah, I mean, these might have been great people, but they just didn't make me want to eat a sandwich.
Right, and that's the key, you know. It's, appearance is really important when you're talking about putting people on the sales in the sales line or the production for you know group that's out there in front of everybody. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to redeem myself a little bit, I've had employees, young people, who show up after I'd hired them. I had one young lady who showed up with a nose piercing one day at work, and she said, "What do you think?" I said, "Well, I said that's your business, but I don't want to see it when I'm working with you." And she said, "Okay, boss, I'll do that." And well, guess what? Within 4 months, she completely took it out herself. It was just a little thing that she did for herself. But yeah. She decided she didn't like it after that. You see what I mean? So I don't know.
That's good.
But you know, I didn't fire her because she got a nose piercing. Anyway, but that's something to think about. Is this availability is a big deal. And I just wonder what the economy could be doing if we had. If we had those people available for work, if
well, they could. Certainly look better. I mean, that's what we count as stuff that people make.
Yep.
And when you've got job openings at a record high level, that means there are a lot of positions available that where you could be contributing to GDP and earning a salary, earning income on your own. And
for those owners though, those employers for not giving in though. I mean, I'm proud of them for having their standards. Hold on to that thought. We're right back with Bill Duckenberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.